thousands away from me. With my jingoistic worldview, I won't go wrong.
Can't you see it's me who left you, babe? Can't you see it's me who left you, babe?
Students and faculty were shot dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. At many schools, students walked out for 17 minutes, 1 minute for each person murdered in Parkland. The students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are now organizing a massive March for Our Lives on March 24th in Washington, D.C. Solidarity marches are planned for across the country.
We are standing here today, halting our education to show that we will not be living in fear of a school shooter. We will not be next. We will not sit in our classrooms wondering why Congress is not working as hard as we are. We will not overlook the fact that it is the students' responsibility to speak out against the dangers of guns. And I'm not just talking about mass shootings. I'm talking about the militarization of our law enforcement and the normalization of these weapons in our communities.
We want change! We want change! We want change!
We want a bump stock ban. We want assault weapons bans in all states. We want our congresspeople to stop taking money from the NRA. And finally, and most importantly, we want the background checks to be reinforced. We want more background checks. We want it to be really hard to get a gun.
When I say gun, you say law! Gun!
Law!
Gun! Law!
I hope that the president will step up, stop accepting money from the NRA. Because if all the deaths that have occurred aren't enough to convince him, then I guess it just has to be us protesting right now.
We will not let our future be dictated by the millions of dollars from the National Rifle Association that prevent stronger gun laws.
Colorado.
We're turning our backs against the people who won't stand up for us. Holding this out will get their attention, and they will start to represent what we're fighting for.
Action on gun control, but your president has an amazing, brilliant counter proposal, okay? How about instead we have a parade for guns? In America, we have the biggest guns, the best guns, the most beautiful guns. We all know the right to own an AR-15 trumps the right for children not to be shot in schools, okay? So why not have a parade for the thing that we value more than human life? Now, if you excuse me, instead of going to gun victims' funerals, I'm gonna go play golf. Pew, pew.
Heard from coast to coast Wednesday as students spilled out of classrooms by the thousands in an unprecedented nationwide protest against gun violence. Students from Washington, D.C. to Auburn Hills, Michigan to Columbine, Colorado to L.A. all walking out of school for 17 minutes to honor the 17 students and staff killed in the massacre last month at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
We want more gun control laws to help make sure that incidents like that don't happen again.
We are using our voices to say this: we don't have to live in a country where this happens.
No!
In New York City, Governor Andrew Cuomo hit the pavement with protesting students,
no!
And the mayor, Bill de Blasio, raised a fist. Students took a seat in front of the White House, and a rally followed in front of Congress.
Portland, who was the newest victim of gun violence.
We hope that today will be remembered not as a day of strife and conflict, but one of togetherness and understanding. It is our time as a generation to stand up and revamp the status quo, to change the unchangeable, and advocate for what is right. We are the true silent majority, and we will no longer be silent.
I got that 55 on the
50. MSD Strong! MSD Strong!
In 1,870 days, there have been 1,624 mass shootings in the USA.
America's a great
right?
Home with the brave.
Also home of the AR-15.
President, wanting teachers to be armed, teachers who are overworked and underpaid. They are the ones who are paving our ways.
But now they gotta hold guns?
Tell me.
January 30th, 2006, Goleta, California, 7 killed. October 26th, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, 5 killed. February 12th, 2007, Salt Lake City, Utah, 5 killed. April 16th, 2007, Blacksburg, Virginia, 32 killed, many wounded.
If I could please get a moment of silence, we're going to read the 17 names of the kids who died in the shooting. We're going to start with Nicholas Warren, who was 17 years old. Aaron Feist, who was 37.
Jamie Guttenberg, 14.
Chris Hickson. Luke Hare.
We are calling on Congress to ban assault weapons, to close the loophole in background checks, make schools safer, and make sure that we can live our lives without the fear of being taken by a gun every single day. Newtown High School, if you step with gun violence, use your voice.
Before what is expected to be a powerful scene, at the top of the hour, thousands of students are expected to walk out of their schools, a mass protest across the nation against gun violence. This is happening to the day since the tragedy.
Good morning! Good morning! My name is Matt Post. I'm a 12th grader, the student member of the board for Montgomery County, and I believe that as students, we need to make a few things clear. To start, we will not sit in classrooms with armed teachers. We refuse to learn in fear. We reject turning our schools into prisons. We will accept nothing less than comprehensive gun control. And if it's what it takes, we will shame our national policymakers into protecting us. Not just in schools, but in churches, movie theaters, on the streets, and in the communities of color, which are disproportionately devastated by the sickness of gun violence. The lawmakers who fail to support us, those who look for every answer to our nation's gun problem, but the guns themselves, will be complicit in every death that comes after. To every politician sitting in Congress, working behind us, you get to decide who lives. And so, this is not a partisan issue for us. There's nothing cosmetic about life or death. This is about guns, and it's about our morality as a country. When the Commander-in-Chief's solution to this country's gun problem is more guns, you know we have a moral problem in this White House. When national policymakers value the blood money of the NRA over the lives of children, you know we have a moral problem in the halls of Congress. And when this is doomed to happen again, when in the coming weeks and months, more of my peers will be slaughtered in their own classrooms, when their deaths will be dismissed as collateral, you know we have a moral problem in this country.
Now, I know a lot of people are demanding action on gun control, but your president has an amazing, brilliant counter-proposal, okay? How about instead we have a parade for guns? In America, we have the biggest guns, the best guns, the most beautiful guns. We all know the right to own an AR-15 trumps the right for children not to be shot in schools, okay? So why not have a parade for the thing that we value more than human life? Now, if you excuse me, instead of going to gun victims' funerals, I'm gonna go play golf. Pew pew. Look, when it comes to school shootings, I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. I'm not joking. I am very brave. Why are you laughing? In fact, everyone says that I am the most bravest, the most gallant, the most toughest president ever. Everyone's always saying how heroic I am. Stop laughing. I would use my karate ninja skills. Stop laughing. I'm very brave. What's so funny?
Mr. President?
Ah, don't sneak up on me like that.
Terrible news. There's been another mass shooting.
Oh, good God. Not again. Where?
A ski resort. They're calling it Terror on the Slope.
Something needs to be done. Enough is enough.
Shall we prepare legislation? I'll get the NRA on the phone.
No. I'll do you one better.
Sir?
I'm sending thoughts and prayers.
He is going to be watching this along with us this morning. Gabe, what are you anticipating?
Hi, Savannah. Good morning. Well, students here at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are expected to leave their classrooms in just a short time, a few moments, and head to the football field here. This, of course, as you mentioned, is one of thousands of schools that are expected to do the same across the country over the next several hours. Organizers say there are more than 3,000 planned protests across the country. Now, this has touched off a fierce debate among teachers and parents across the country, not just at high schools like this one, but also middle schools, even elementary schools. Some educators are trying to grapple with the question of how young is too young to protest. Now, there have been many supporters across the country that are viewing this as a teachable moment, some asking the students to write essays on why they should go out and protest as part of this teachable moment.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough, this is Dr. Furious, and speaking of teachable moments, just want to recognize all the fabulous students out there, all y'all getting furious, and especially like the guy was just saying there. We are recognizing the elementary school students as well, including those. I have to shout out to DJ Ace, DJ Charlie Char, who's protesting with me, and some other folks, all part of this national protest. Amazing stuff going down, sticking it to the NRA. So we're going to keep doing that here as part of the Furious George Show. We do that every Furious Thursday. And we've been doing it for almost 20, well, actually, let's just make it an official. This month will be the 20th year Furious has been doing Furious Radio. And yeah, 20 years. 1998, actually, we got the equipment and kind of turned it on in February. Really got the shows and stuff going in March down in Furious Free Radio Asheville land. 20 years ago, so want to make the most of my gratitude for being able to make 20 years of fun here on Furious Radio, about, I guess, 14, 15 years of it here at WCOM, and then a five-ish or so in Asheville. So for all the fun friends who helped make it happen, I want to say thank you. We're going to show that gratitude by doing it. You're on the radio. If you want to see all our old shows, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, where we get outraged about one subject or another. We're inspired however we can in this crazy Trumpocalyptic era. Error. So if you want to support Micropower Radio, learn more about it, go to wcomfm.org to support the station, WCOM LPFM, or go to furiousg.blogspot. You can hear all the crazy stuff that we do here on our particular show, me and DJ Abby here in the house, DJ Eddie Abby. And for real though, Micropower Radio, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna spotlight some more of this crazy protest, and I don't know, it sounds like the impeachment is near, either that or get ready to jump in the bunker. So we'll just keep doing what we do here on Micropower Radio, find something to tap our feet to, shake our heads, bob our heads, forget some of the craziness, and laugh and cry off some of the rest. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm Furious.
Future, then we're in trouble. The kids are the future. If we're not protecting the kids, then what's left?
I lost my father to gun violence, and I lost many family members and friends to gun violence. Gun violence is not a new issue. It affects our communities every single day, and it affects Black and Latino communities disproportionately. I came here to give honor to those 17 lives that were lost because those people were heroes. But we don't need any more martyrs. We need justice, and that starts here and now. This is about people, gay, straight, Black, white, religious, non-religious, coming together so their kids don't have to be afraid to go to school.
Hi, my name's Carolina Thomas, and I'm 12 years old. And I'm here today because I'm sick and tired of hearing that someone has died at school innocently. I'm sick and tired of hearing that someone has been killed at school while learning how to read or write. Why are we fighting for something that the adults should be fighting for? Why are we here marching and walking out of school when the people of Congress should be protecting us?
It makes sense to me that the only problem is the guns. Get rid of the guns, get rid of the violence. We have the most guns than any country on the face of this world. We're the richest country that's ever existed on the planet, and we can't deal with these issues? It doesn't make any sense.
Students, we're here uniting our voices to advocate for more stricter gun laws and for a safer school environment, because that's what we come here. We come here for an education, and we don't come here to be worrying, am I going to go home or not?
In order to get our stronger message across, we needed to hold it here, where everyone gets to hear that we are together, we are one, we are with Florida. At the end of the day, we just want our schools to be safe and never be shot up again. That's what we say, never again.
We grow guns. We place them in the hands of Americans and say, go play. Inevitable senseless violence that follows is succeeded by senseless silence.
Boys.
Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is the most hated member of the Trump cabinet. Now, after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, President Trump is expected to appoint her to prevent school violence.
Do you think that teachers should have guns in the classroom?
That should be an option. I hesitate to think of, my first grade teacher, Mrs. Zorhoff. I couldn't ever imagine her having a gun and being trained in that way.
Now, more than ever, to be a teacher requires patience. Fortunately, Astoria Elementary has just hired such an individual. Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Don't worry, everything is under control.
He's been trained to shoot.
What made you become a kindergarten teacher?
He's been trained to fight before a killer does.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Stop whining. Kids are soft. You lack discipline. But I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Kindergarten Cop.
A gun-free zone to a killer. That's like going in for the ice cream.
So we get to this place, and they're all out of long-handled spoons. I'm like, give me a break.
No.
survived. You people are monsters.
God bless.
Hey.
Reporting here, Mr. Mueller is now subpoenaing the Trump Organization itself. What more do we know?
We learned that in recent weeks, Mueller had sent a subpoena to the organization for documents, including some related to Russia. This obviously moved the investigation closer to the president. And, you know, sort of raises questions about what, you know, why was it that Mueller went with the subpoena? Why didn't he simply ask the organization for the documents? And, you know, where is this headed? Does this show that Mueller is simply still focused on Russia, or is he looking at other matters that the president would consider a red line?
Michael, the documents, is it safe to say they are related to the president's businesses?
Well, it is the president's business. So that is what it is. This is not the campaign. The Trump Organization was not supposed to play a role in the campaign. The campaign was supposed to be the campaign. And the Trump Organization was not part of obstruction that we know of. So those are the two big issues that Mueller's looking at. And he had sent this subpoena to the Trump Organization. So the question is that what is it about? We know in 2017, last year, it came up about Trump Tower Moscow, and that about a deal that was being put together for that the president had signed a term sheet about.
Mr. Mueller here. Apparently not inclined to heed the warning from the president, that red line that President Trump urged him not to cross, and that red line being, Michael, a look into his business practice.
Run.
Yeah, what the fuck have we here? These motherfuckers all throwing no rolls. These guys with a bad dream better not sleep. Take a nose, oh, do some blow. Oh shit, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as fuck. Better hide all the sacks at the door, but it's out of my control. You a shit out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that weak shit you got.
True God.
Good spot with that new vibe.
Who's right?
Good squad without new ones. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I make are the sounds of the hounds out of howling. Under your bed, I'm here growling. Same time under the blanket, you're cowering.
Cowering like cowards, cowering on concrete showers in Rikers Island. Victims, we the wolves is wildin', we all smiling at sights of violence. Acting brave and courageous ain't advantageous for health and safety. So when we say run, the Jews just run them, baby. Please don't delay me. And that goes for a guy, lady. The fam, goddamn, we fucking crazy. I pull this bush, please put it on your poodle or your fucking heaven. She clutched pearls, said what the world, and I won't give up shit. I put the bush, please on that poodle and Jews.
But there's no indication. Well, the president said that if it was beyond, it was business stuff beyond Russia. So it looks like that at the very least Mueller is up to the line, but there's no indication that this actually crosses it. But the president beat business issues beyond Russia. So this was a subpoena that had a lot of search terms in it. And, you know, we know some of them were related to Russia, but we don't know what the other ones were.
Michael, are your sources telling you, or do you get the sense through the course of your reporting that this is an investigation that is winding down? Or do you get the sense that this is an investigation that is going to continue for some time?
Well, the president's lawyers had said it would be over by the end of last year. And obviously it's not over, and something like this will certainly extend it at least by a few months, if not longer. The Trump Organization now has to go through its documents to comply with the subpoena, and then it has to hand over to Mueller, and Mueller has to figure out what to do with it.
Any comment from the Trump Organization so far?
No.
Trade wars or nuclear armament? MAGA Staffing Solutions is here for you. Don't ever let inexperience stop you. We're making America great again, one burst of chaos at a time. Why, look what we accomplished in just one day.
What better professional to handle sensitive diplomacy than the guy who said he'd prefer leveling Iran to signing a deal? And for his deputy, why not hire a fully qualified, experienced Fox & Friends personality who earned her chops on Fox 5 New York? While we're at it, let's shatter that glass ceiling by naming the first female torturer to ever lead the CIA. Talk about empowering! And if you're looking for a thrilling spot in the heart of the action, we're hiring a body man, an aide whose responsibilities include sticking close to the president and not squealing to Bob Mueller. Unless you have a thing for Soviet-era nerve agents. If you don't see the position that's right for you, check back in 3 seconds, because we're making America great again, one burst of chaos at a time. MAGA Staffing Solutions is an equal opportunity temporary staffing agency, except for Mexican judges, people who look like they're from shithole countries, and other totally disgusting people.
Them make the greatest transition in TV. I'm gonna play it. I want you to notice how they flawlessly pivot from one news story to the next. Watch carefully. Need some dip with that. Get it? Because dip is where chips go. But also, Russia tried to murder a man. Now, could Bill Hemmer have said nothing before transitioning from chips to attempted assassination? Sure. It would have been very, very easy. Perhaps even the obviously correct thing to do. But that's why Fox is great. They're never satisfied. They're always working, improving. Take their slogan. It used to be fair and balanced. That slogan worked perfectly. Captured, say, John Stossel dressing up like a homeless man to demonstrate that charity is wrong. It just fits. But Fox decided to get rid of that slogan, not because it was in any way flawed, but because they wanted something even better. And after a blissful few months with most watched, most trusted, they're now switching it up once again to, drumroll please, Fox News, real news, real honest opinion. Whoa. Whoa. You know Fox is really real because they say it 2 times.
Play me. Us best and most serious people. I gave great advice, like telling Donald to hire Paul Manafort, bring in Mike Flynn, and fire Comey. So what if I got multi-million-dollar loans from people who came to see me at the White House?
Me. Working on it.
White House budget chief stopped an investigation into a payday lender who gave to his campaign. Ex-advisor Carl Icahn magically sold his steel-related stock right before Donald announced tariffs. Ben Carson got to buy a neat mahogany dining set. The head of the VA got to go on an awesome European vacation. Wilbur the Commerce Secretary held on to his Kremlin-connected investments. And the EPA chief gets to fly first class all the time. So I don't know why Mueller and everyone thinks I'm so bad. I'm just one of so many best and most serious people. And I let my father-in-law promise not to go on Lundberg on TV, so they...
Jared.
Oops, gotta go.
Open up, Mr. President, it's me, Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
What do you want, man?
I just want to talk.
No collusion.
I never said anything about collusion.
You're the puppet.
I just want to ask you some questions about Russia's influence on the 2016 election.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it wasn't me.
All right. Special Counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Open up, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'm just trying to learn the truth and figure out how much you knew. All this time, my investigation never took its eyes off you.
This damn Russian probe's gonna bite me in a bummer. I never should have fired James Comey last summer. Pundits call me dumb, and I need me look dumber. I blame Hillary, boy, I really outdone her. To be a true dealer, know the art of the deal. If Mueller's pressing charges, then I'm going to appeal. Delete my work email before they reveal. I paid on Stormy Daniels, so she spanked me till I squeal.
Manafort committed tax fraud.
It wasn't me.
Had shady business dealings abroad.
It wasn't me.
So many staffers who could be bald.
It wasn't me.
How'd you think you wouldn't be caught?
It wasn't me.
I wanna know who conspired.
It wasn't me.
With Russian bots who were hired.
It wasn't me.
Treason may have transpired.
It wasn't me.
I think your pants are on fire. Special counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Have a seat, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'll subpoena you to testify in front of a grand jury. Just know five of your associates have already pled guilty.
Bet you think you're clever and you're getting real close. You see them talking Russia on the cable news shows. And nothing to hide, I'm going to propose. You talk to my lawyer cause I can't be deposed. You know there's gonna be a lot of tough interviews. Don't care about Dan Jr., he's a son I can lose. Stick to the plan, attack the fake news. I really should have told you Sessions not to recuse.
Hey, shall we talk about the P-tape?
It wasn't me.
We got a copy on replay.
It wasn't me.
And our mouths were just a gate.
It wasn't P.
I mean, my God, it's the P-tape.
It wasn't P.
I just came in and I caught him red-handed. Tangled
lies. Say goodbye to your friends in Russia, hello to the FBI. They may say I take too long and my probe is a giant fail, but stay tuned, my investigation's putting Donald Trump in jail.
Tell you it wasn't me.
Yeah, you keep saying that. See how it works out for you.
What about my family?
Don't you worry, they're coming. Ivanka, Don Jr., Tiffany.
Tiffany? Who the hell is Tiffany?
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them?
Compare that to MSNBC. Their slogan is, and I'm not making this up, this is who we are. I mean, come on, don't admit that. It's what losers say when they've accepted that they'll always be miserable. MSNBC is your drunk uncle stumbling around the family reunion. His shirt's not buttoned right. He smells like Jim Beam. He looks you dead in the eyes and says, this is who we are. But not Fox. Their new slogan is great for two reasons. One, it lets you know their news is real. Two, it lets you know that other news must not be real, but in a classy, subtle way. It's genius. In fact, it inspired me to come up with a new slogan for the opposition. The opposition, the late night show that doesn't hurt cats. Does that mean other late night shows do hurt cats? I mean, who's to say? Not me. I'm just saying the opposition is the late night show that does not hurt cats.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh. Trapped with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like tie-dye. Tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a figure on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? That's that trap sound. Trap. Designer, gold. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest, old, finest, rose. We can go. We can go. Keep watching me when Bob still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh, 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 ooh. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.
Take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, got that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I tip a tip, check, yeah, boogers, they sit on my lip. I don't regret shit, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl for you brawl, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you free. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me when Bob still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
Should be an option. I hesitate to think of, like, my first grade teacher, Mrs. Zorhoff. I couldn't ever imagine her having a gun and being trained in that way.
No. Fortunately, Astoria Elementary has just hired such an individual. Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Don't worry. Everything is under control.
He's been trained to shoot.
What made you become a kindergarten teacher?
He's been trained to fight before a killer does.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Stop whining. The kids are soft. You lack discipline. Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Kindergarten Cop.
A gun-free zone to a killer. That's like going in for the ice cream.
Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me.
Hey, don't forget the cow-cow. Isn't that right, Kobe?
Like a stir fry.
like it's stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like it's stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like it's stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like it's stir fry.
Stop laughing! I'm very brave. What's so funny?
Mr. President?
Ah, don't stick up on me like that. I'm very brave. Why are you laughing? In fact, everyone says that I am the most bravest, the most gallant, the most toughest president ever. Everyone's always saying how heroic I am. Stop laughing. I would use my karate ninja skills. Stop laughing. I'm very brave. What's so funny?
Mr. President?
Thank you.
bump stock ban. We want look at me, assault weapons bans in all states. We want our Congress people to stop taking money from the NRA. And finally, and most importantly, we want the background checks to be reinforced. We want more background checks. We want it to be really hard to get a gun.
It's my percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the real shit.
Let's talk about love. Losing anything and everything you hope for.
By the thousands in an unprecedented nationwide protest against gun violence. Students from Washington, D.C. to Auburn Hills, Michigan to Columbine, Colorado to L.A. all walking out of school for 17 minutes to honor the 17 students and staff killed in the massacre last month at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
We want more gun control laws to help make sure that incidents like that don't happen again.
We are using our voices to say that this, we don't have to live in a country where this happens.
In New York City, Governor Andrew Cuomo hit the pavement with protesting students, and the mayor, Bill de Blasio, raised a fist. Students took a seat in front of the White House, and a rally followed in front of Congress as some turned their back on the Capitol building, as efforts to strengthen gun control measures appear to be languishing. Students plan to keep the pressure on, moving ahead with plans for a major rally in Washington on Saturday, March 24th.
Let's talk about love. Anything you ain't for.
Not just in schools, but in churches, movie theaters, on the streets, and in the communities of color, which are disproportionately devastated by the sickness of gun violence. The lawmakers who fail to support us, those who look for every answer to our nation's gun problem, but the guns themselves, will be complicit in every death that comes after. To every politician sitting in Congress, working behind us, you get to decide who lives. And so this is not a partisan issue for us. There's nothing cosmetic about life or death. This is about guns, and it's about our morality as a country. When the commander-in-chief's solution to this country's gun problem is more guns, you know we have a moral problem in this White House. When national policymakers value the blood money of the NRA over the lives of children, you know we have a moral problem in the halls of Congress. This is doomed to happen again, when in the coming weeks and months, more of my peers will be slaughtered in their own classrooms, when their deaths will be dismissed as collateral, you know we have a moral problem in this country. So let's make one last thing clear. Their right to own an assault rifle does not outweigh our right to live. The adults have failed us. This is in our hands now. And if any elected official gets in our way, we will vote them out and replace them ourselves. Enough is enough. Enough.
deaths that have occurred aren't enough to convince him, then I guess it just has to be us protesting right now. We're turning our backs against the people who won't stand up for us, and we're hoping that that will get their attention and they will start to represent what we're fighting for.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill-Carrboro. This is Dr. Furious. Micropower Radio, 103.5 LPFM, Chapel Hill-Carrboro. Got there in the background some remixed Miles Paris by this dude Hota. And we've had all kinds of fun, crazy music. Because we do that on Thursday nights on the Furious George Show. Go to WCOM-FM. That's more important. You can help out keep Micropower Radio going or jump on the radio yourself. Come on in here. Do whatever you got to do. I get to, you know, try to make a little difference here and there. And we do that furious style, picking fun, fighting furious wise, set with the bogusness of the hour, which happens to be right now the ineffective gun laws and the ability for people to walk around with machine guns. So I am so proud of all the folks who got up there and protested all over the world. And there's definitely going to be a big national protest coming up here in a week or so.
The students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are now organizing a massive March for Our Lives on March 24th in Washington, D.C. Solidarity marches are planned for across the country.
Check it out. See if you can support that big, big protest. We're going to do our part here. So if you want to learn more about Furious Radio, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can also, you know, become part of the station, kicking in a little cash if you can. Again, we appreciate what you do, including somehow one way or another listening right now. So keep doing that. In the meantime, I'm dirt.
All day. Turned it over.